If a new bike is on your Christmas list this year, you can safely take it off in favour of a more sustainable option. Or you may have an old bike in your shed that needs some TLC. Cork Community Bikes are here to help you salvage your bike from the scrapyard. Here's coordinator Matt Jones on what they have to offer.
Every Saturday afternoon, 2 till 5, we have this Fix Your Bike session. So we have a lot of bikes here. We have a lot of second-hand parts. We have new parts. Over the years, we've kind of increased the range of tools that we have. So we're really quite well set up for repairing all sorts of issues. People can come in and our volunteers will help them to fix their bike. And they can learn in the process. And we get people who bring bikes here that aren't really worth a bike shop fixing. Like they might not make sense kind of financially, like in a traditional way. For the last year and a half, we've been running a side project with Deaf Enterprises. That's over in Ballinlock, and it's called Sign and Cycle. I guess that's a bit of a different setup than what we have in the main workshop, in that we have three mechanics who are employed there, and they have trained from scratch to be able to fix bikes. Two of them are deaf. They have learned all sorts of skills to be able to repair bikes in the workshop there. It's kind of closer to a bike shop setup, in that we offer services there and we have more bikes to sell there. That's on Ballinlock Road, so people can go there and get in touch there. Apart from these sessions where they can fix their own bike, people also donate bikes to us, and we fix them and we either donate them or sell them. And then that helps with the upkeep of the workshop.
So, like, it does have that element of people in the community, obviously, like donating, but you're giving back. But people are learning skills. But there's also like a sustainability element as well, and it's feeding into like the circular economy and not making waste of something that can be so easily repaired.
Yeah, that's right. So, we'd have, like, it's very rare that you'd have a bike that can't be repaired. And so we would be able to, like, we would have the parts and we would have the ways of fixing pretty much any bike. I guess we're all kind of working around the principles of kind of saving waste here. And I guess the other side of it is as well that we can help to make it easier for people to cycle and to continue cycling and to understand their bike and look after their bike and recognize different problems they might have and tackle those early in that.
And if we were to encourage people, you know, if they had a bike at home, especially in the run-up to Christmas, where people would be like, oh, I'll get a new bike for Christmas, when they already have one and it can be repaired, what kind of skills can they learn here?
The two most common ones would be something like a flat tire or brakes that are too loose that need tightening. People would quite often have gears that aren't well adjusted, and we'd help them to do that. There's like anything that you can do on a bike, we would help people if they want to come and solve an issue. And we can also help, like, diagnose problems, help them do a full check on the bike and see where there are problems, whether that's a worn chain or whether that's problems with the bearings. There's all sorts of stuff that we would do. We'd help people straighten wheels. There's very few things that can't be solved. So we'd help with all those things.
Here's Jack, one of the many volunteers, on why it's important to repair than get rid of your unwanted bike.
You learn a lot, to be honest. You learn everything from the basics to master stuff, because the mission is to try and recycle and reuse. And as a result, you're using all sorts of materials, fixing all sorts of bikes. So you have to be a bit inventive when it comes to it. So yeah.
What kind of skills did you learn?
One of the things that I learned was how to repair a bottom bracket. And so when it comes to the bike, it's such a core part of it. It's part of the frame. And so being able to repair one of them is pretty cool to learn.
Would you encourage people to go down that sustainable route to repair rather than chuck things in the bin?
Definitely. There's a huge kind of environmental impact from producing new bikes. We don't think of it, because bikes themselves are very environmentally friendly. The thing I'd encourage most is just to call in here, because we have loads of secondhand bikes that might have went to the skip, or we actually have very good quality bikes that people donated but just didn't use. And so I'd encourage coming to us, because we can give you that sustainable tick. It's not a brand new bike, but it can be pretty close to it.
Douglas comes all the way from Brazil. He's another volunteer who gives a helping hand to others.
So at first I came to learn how to fix my bike. And then I just met the guys and I liked the environment. And I kept coming here, and every time I come here, I learn something different. That's it, like, pretty much, you know. And then there is all this environmental thing behind of it, and the work Matt do is lovely, you know. He's very patient, man. you know, and he's willing to teach you as much as he can. It's a great place to be, like, you know, because every day you come across something different, a new issue, you know, a new challenge related to bikes. So
it is very good to have, especially in the north, because there's no place else that you can get stuff, you know, fairly easily. I repair bikes, old bikes, high nellies and small bikes and things, and they got a couple of them here, and I guess tires here and shoes and lights. Yeah, and you can come in and spend time and pick up some of the things they be doing.
Yeah.
But you don't tell them that.
Yeah. I'm now here with Sarah, all the way from Milan in Italy. So what encouraged you to come to Cork Community Bikes?
Cork Community Bike is great. I'm learning a lot of different things, how to repair my bike. And that's why I came here for the first time. And yeah, I think it's great for the community to have a place like this when you can fix your bike rather than buy a new one. We need a place like this in Cork.
If you're interested in fixing your old rusty bike, learning new skills, or wanting to be more sustainable, here's how you can get involved.
We're run by volunteers, and that's a big part of what we offer. So we've all learned from each other, and we've just kind of working together and solving problems and fixing things is really, I think we all get a lot out of that. So we really appreciate that. Because we kind of rely on each other and help each other to run the place, we also welcome people who would like to become involved. So whether they have skills and experience already or whether they don't, we welcome people all the same.
So for one final time, Matt, people interested in either volunteering or coming up to get their bike repaired or learn the skills to do so themselves, where and when can they find you?
So our workshop's in Blackpool. It's by the Graffiti Theatre and Cork Foyer in the same car park there. We're open 2 till 5 every Saturday afternoon for our Fix Your Bike session. We have a website, corkcommunitybikes.com, where people can find out more information. And we're also on social media if you look up Cork Community Bikes.
For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.